shades of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor and publisher of globalbusinessnews.net, and your host today on globalradiotalkshow.com. We're coming to you today from Vevey, Switzerland, as well as Boston, Massachusetts. Our special guest today is Sue Johnson. Our topic today is IDCN, International Dual Career Network. Let's welcome Sue Johnson.
Hello, Ed. Great to be here today.
We're calling you in your office in Vevey. Is that correct?
It is. Just starting to rain, but I'm sure with you the weather's a bit better.
Well, where we are in Boston here, it's been rainy and windy, and Fahrenheit about 50 degrees. So hopefully it's better where you are. Sue, about IDCN, International Dual Career Network, I want to talk about yourself, but first of all, what is IDCN and why did you begin it and how did it begin?
The International Dual Career Network, or IDCN, started just over 4 years ago. I started my job. And I went to see my boss, and I said, well, what is my priority? And he said, oh, Sue, just fix dual careers. And I was like, okay, of course, no problem. Really not having a clue. And
right.
I didn't. And so I'm like, what does it mean? How much is it is an issue to this company? Because you read some great reports from EY, research from other companies. And I surveyed the top 4,000 talents, and I said, are you in a dual career? And actually over 70% said yes. And so we knew this was a much bigger issue than we thought of. And then we knew that 20% have dual careers within our company. So it's the company of love as well as chocolate and coffee. And 80% of people have a dual career with a company outside of Nestle. And so this is where the idea came from, that we couldn't fix this alone. We had to work with other companies. And so I reached out to companies in the area, do you have the same challenge? And we had a meeting with the founding members, for example, Philip Morris International and EY Ernst & Young. And we said, well, what can we do unique? And it was very much, well, we can bring people into our companies. We can offer them the chance to meet HR recruiters and give people insight into the rules of the game, how to find a job when you move to a new location. So that's where it all came from, really.
So in order to get this started, your boss said to fix this. That means that perhaps he had personal experience with his own relocation, or perhaps somebody senior in the organization said, hey, this is a big problem. How do we fix this? Is that what happened?
Yes, to both of them. And it also touched for me, because I arrived in Switzerland 9 years ago on the last day of my honeymoon with my husband, who had given up his job to follow me. And he used to work for a bank in London, a Swiss bank, so we just assumed that he could just find a job here. But actually, it doesn't work that way. The contracts are different, the language is different, the location is perhaps not in the head office as they are in London. So it's a combination of many factors, but it is a priority for us as a company because we need people to be mobile to understand Nestle around the world and share this knowledge. So it's absolutely business critical. From a talent perspective, to attract and really engage and allow promotion opportunities to everybody.
All right, now let's back up a little bit. Tell us about yourself. Were you always involved in HR?
Crikey, no. This is my first foray. My background is very much in supply chain, logistics, and I'm working with customers. And I was looking for another role in Switzerland, and the HR guy said, well, would you consider this? And I looked at it and was like, gender, diversity, you're nuts. And it took about 6 months of meeting various people for me to realize that I'm going to give it a go. And it was focusing on what are the opportunities and what skills can I learn and evolve. And I just feel I've done many things, but I'm so proud of IDCN and the opportunity it's given me to meet other companies and to learn and grow as an individual. So I haven't regretted it for an absolute moment. And even after 4.5 years, still love it.
So it's obvious that Nestle is a very progressive, advanced thinking, ahead of the curve organization, and they've entrusted this role to you. So let's drill down a little. What role does IDCN, that's International Dual Career Network, IDCN, what role does IDCN play in supporting global mobility?
Well, several things. The first thing is it really helps employees to make a decision, well, can I move? Because how about my partner? Because we know the major reason that expatriates fail is because of the integration of the spouse. And so this is where it's showing that we are committed to making sure that your partner, we're going to help them find a job. We're not going to guarantee it because we can't in the marketplace. But we will give you access to recruiters, access to skills that money can't buy. And what we're finding so importantly is access to people like you, because you've probably worked all your life as a highly successful professional, and suddenly you're in a situation where you're not in a job. And so it has quite a big impact on people. And so we help the employees that way, so we're showing we're supporting their spouse. But for Nestle, what we've discovered is it's such an incredible talent pool. We've recruited, I think it's 40 or 50 people, even just at the head office, on a turnkey flexible contracts, because they come to cover maternity leaves or do projects. And then usually we actually employ them full time on a permanent contract. So it's not just helping people make the decision to move and supporting them. It's also helping us as a member company to really recruit talent and to show in a real proven way that we're committed to helping people in dual careers.
Well, I'm really delighted to have you as our guest in this topic as a featured topic of conversation, because I believe that companies must do more to take better care of globally mobile families in order to measure ROI for international talent mobility. That's our editorial narrative going through 2016 as well. But drilling down even more, this is not a soft cost. This is hard dollars. If an assignment blows up, it's megabucks, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, they say it's not only the physical cost in terms of moving people, it's also the lost cost in terms of customer focus and engagement. It's the lost cost in terms of people's engagement, because if you're unhappy at home, you're sure as hell going to be unhappy at work. And so, yeah, we need to make this work from many factors. And if you've had a bad experience once, why would you risk it again? And so it's key that we get this right.
Right. Okay, so now this is not a girls' club. This is for males also, right?
Oh, completely. I remember the first event we ever did, and it was the gender balance was probably 20% men and 80% women. And interestingly, a couple of women came up and said, this really isn't a coffee morning, because that's all they've ever experienced before. And I was like, no, this is for companies, by companies. It's really serious, and we only help you find jobs. We don't do anything else around childcare, cultural integration, languages. We just do that bit about finding jobs. And very quickly, it became 50-50, and I think now all networks are literally half and half men and women. And it shows that, you know, more women are moving, and so the roles in society are changing.
Okay, so we're dealing with bright people, well-educated people, and yet there's always an emotional baggage situation. Is this not addressed by IDCN, or is it done more quietly?
So the bit that we do, we're quite clear, is we facilitate the job search of partners. That's what we do, because there are many other fabulous support mechanisms out there that companies offer as part of the mobility packages. But IDCN, just one thing, its unique selling point is it's about helping you find jobs. But one thing we have found is it's a very strong volunteer structure. And so the volunteers, once the network is set up, pretty much run the network. It's like you said, we have phenomenal talent volunteering their time to run events, the right communication strategies, engage new member companies. And so they find, because they can volunteer, it really helps them in the job search, because they're not at home on their own. They meet people like them. They get to go to member companies to talk about what they're doing. And so to me, it's a win-win, the fact that we have such a strong volunteer model to help the member companies run the networks.
So, for instance, I'm being relocated from Los Angeles to Zimbabwe to work for a very large company. I'll be in a very senior position. Will I be able to, for my spouse, would I be able to access an IDCN member in Zimbabwe?
Currently, at the moment, IDCN is unique because it's a physical network. You actually go to companies, you get to meet people. in terms of where we're going in the future, we're thinking more about how we can virtually provide that service. However, I would say that finding a job in Zimbabwe, the skills you need are probably very different to Los Angeles, and so you would need more local on-the-ground support. And so right now we're up to, I think, 15 networks. This is where we would offer the support, because you will have the opportunity physically to go to a company, meet HR professionals, volunteer on the ground, and find out how to find a job in the local company. But in the future, we are thinking, how can we more virtually provide this support? However, right now, it's about physical presence and the face-to-face contact.
So is IDC, and typically in your member corporate members, which includes, as you mentioned, EY and several other major organizations, is it possible to get an intro to an IDCN group prior to the relocation?
So if you're coming to a location which has a network, absolutely, because this is where you'll know it's available to come to. You can look on the website we have. It's full access to everybody. You can see photos of the event, see event summaries, and you can save the date for when the next event's going to be. So absolutely, we're getting better at the pre-onboarding, as it were. But, yeah, this is where we want to go in the future, to make people feel part of it from the very time they get their contract letter to turning up feeling, yeah, I'm more positive, I feel I have a very good chance of a job search now.
So IDCN is non-profit, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a registered not-for-profit association, and all the income we get from membership fees, we completely reinvest in running and expanding the network. All the board members work for free. We have a board of six companies, including L'Oréal, ABB, Mondialis International, and Novartis, Philip Morris International, and Nestle. They give their time for free, as do all the volunteers who work within the networks, and IDCN wouldn't exist without such goodwill and commitment from people.
Well, this is great. Okay, so where are the chapters now?
Oh, crikey, all over the place, which is good news. We're just now expanding into Asia, which is very exciting. We're in Dubai. It's about to launch very soon in Hong Kong. We're going into Singapore shortly. In Europe, it's over Switzerland and Geneva, Zurich and Basel. It's in Paris. It's in London. In America, it's in New York, in Los Angeles, in Mexico City. So it's in the big hubs, and every year we plan to launch another 2 to 4 networks. So we're now really looking more at the Asia-Pacific continent, where we know there's obviously a lot of business growth and people being sent there. So we go wherever we're needed.
Yes, and what is driving, I'm just going to add to that, what is driving the corporate expansion here? Is it where, for instance, Nestle or Novartis or EY, for instance, or L'Oreal, is it where they have centers, or are you looking for additional corporate members who can drive this growth further?
Both, really. You launch an IDCN network for two reasons. One is you have a high number of international talent, and two, you have a high recruitment need. And so we have a business strategy where we look at the top 20 to 30 locations around the world where those two are present, and also the presence of multinationals. But we also ask our global members, where would you like to launch? And as long as we have 6 interested members, we're very happy to launch a new network, because from that it then grows organically as we engage more local members, NGOs, and education institutions.
Sounds like a wonderful organization and very, very helpful and very practical manner. Let me also ask you just to once again talk about your vision for the future of IDCN, International Dual Career Network.
The vision I see for the future is founded in where it is today. It's going to be about helping partners find jobs. I don't want us to evolve into anything else. We need to be really clear on our unique selling point. I want to evolve the network in terms of the number of locations. I think we still have more cities and locations and countries we can launch networks in. I want to grow the global membership base. I think, as you say, it's almost the world's best kept secret, which is such a great opportunity to talk to all your obviously your listeners today. I want to reward and recognize volunteers more, because they give their time for free and they're the first people we should be helping to find a job. And also continue to evolve the website. We're about to launch a talent platform where you can have a searchable database for members' CVs, and also the pre-boarding aspect I talked about. So there's still lots to do. It's very exciting working in this space.
So now I have to jump off this track and ask you about you. Your position, as I'm reading it here, is Global Head of Gender Balance and Diversity for the Nestle Group. So what does this mean? Do you go in and disrupt what's there now in order to better balance it?
I think the answer to that would depend on who you asked. But I'm very clear. My husband once asked, well, what do you do every day at work? And I just said, I just want to talk to people. Different people, leaders, game changers, employees, anybody, about what is the business case and so why this is so important to Nestle, and then two or three things they can do to make a difference. It's great we win these awards for the most inclusive company, etc., but none of it's down to me. It's down to someone somewhere saying, I want to make this a better place and more inclusive and diverse for everybody, and so I'm going to be different. And so that's what I do every day.
Yeah. So are you part of HR? Are you part of OD, learning?
So I do sit within the HR organization, but I'd say I spend 90% of my time talking to people outside of HR, because they're the ones that I want to influence, because they're the ones leading the big teams, making the decisions around recruitment, promotion, and setting the culture for their workforce.
Okay. Now, finally, you've been living in Switzerland for a few years, 6 years, it says here. And it also says that you enjoy singing in a cabaret. So, okay, tell me what your favorite songs are.
Oh, ABBA. It would start off with ABBA, definitely. I would go on from there, but I'm very much a child of the 80s disco music. So it's my happy music. I put on ABBA, followed by AC/DC, Back in Black, followed by Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees. So there you go.
Someday I got to be there. I want to do it. We've been talking with the delightful Sue Johnson, Global Head of Gender Balance and Diversity for the Nestle Group in Vevey, Switzerland. Sue, thanks very much for being my special guest on Global Radio Talk Show.
It's been an honor, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Okay, so this is all about, once again, the International Dual Career Network, and look forward to helping promote awareness of IDCN in our conferences. We were just very happy to have our event in Mexico City, and IDCN was one of the participants. This is Ed Cohen and Global Business News, GlobalRadioTalkShow.com, signing up.
I think to myself, what a wonderful